Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. This is Rabbi Volk speaking to you again from Tel Sunner, Eretz Yisrael, the home base of Neve Tzion, on the Neve Tzion podcast. We finished the Shmoneh Esrei. We finished the Birkos HaShachar. I would like to speak to you this week, first of all, a little bit about Purim, because Shabbos is Shabbos Zohar, and we go right into Purim, Motzoi Shabbos, but also about Tefillah. There is a Neve alumnus who lives in Texas, and he listens to the podcast, I believe, regularly. And we made contact. He contacted me, and he has very, very interesting questions about tefillah. And Chazal say, "Mi talmida yoyse mikulam." A person learns a tremendous amount from his talmidim. So Reb Daniel, who lives down in Texas, asked me questions which forced me to think. And when he forced me to think, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata D'Shmaya, and you have new ideas and you have new perspectives. So I appreciate it very much from Reb Daniel in Texas, and I would appreciate it from anybody else who has any questions, because they're Ma'orer Machshava. Reb Daniel asked, why is it in Shmoneh Esrei, some of the brachas, we ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be b'mehera, quick. And in other brachas, we don't. L'char, it's a pretty big chutzpah. We stand before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we plead, we ask him, please give us our needs. And we tell him, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the melech, please, we need you. We're like aniyim who stand before the door and knock by a door of a wealthy person, and we beg and plead, please give things to me. And then we tell him, please, please, could you give it to me? But I want it quick. B'mehera. What kind of a chutzpah is that to demand b'mehera? So when you stop and you look, you will notice that there are four brachas in Shmoneh Esrei where we ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu for things, and we have the audacity, the chutzpah, to say, I want it b'mehera. The first bracha where we mention mehera is Re'eno v'anyenu. Re'eno v'anyenu v'rivo rivenu. You should, Hashem, look at our suffering and defend our cause. And please redeem us soon for the glory of your name. Mehero. We want it done quickly. Seems like a little bit of a chutzpah. I plead with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We ask him to take care of our tzaras, to redeem us from all of our difficulties. Mehero. It has to be quick. The second place where we ask b'mehera is even more fascinating. The pasuk of la malshinim, which was nitkan because there were malshinim, there were people who were going and informing on the Jewish people, who were slandering the Jewish people to the goyim who controlled Eretz Yisrael. And in that pasuk, we not only ask b'mehera, but we ask for three times we demand behera. V'la malshini malti sikva. Those who slander us, let them have no hope. V'kol arisha kerega toived. And may all evil be instantly destroyed. V'kol oive amecha mehera yikaresu. All the enemies of your people should be cut down mehera, quickly. V'azeidim. Those who are arrogant, those who did things on purpose, Vazedim mehera say oker. They should be uprooted. Usishabers magev sachnia bimhera. You should humble them quickly. Be amenu. Hashem shaver oimu machnia zedim. We ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to these slanderers. These people are going and being malshin. It was Jews who were doing it, who were slandering Klais, who were being moiser to the goyim. Three times we demand behera. The next bracha that we ask for mehera is the bracha of Yerushalayim, Ircha Barachamim Toshuv. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please come back to Yerushalayim. Come back with compassion, with mercy. V'sishkan b'soicha, and dwell in that city, kasher dibarto, as you spoke. Uvenei oisa b'kara, we want it soon. B'yomenu. Binyan Oilom v'chisei David, the throne of David, b'chisei David mehera l'soicha tochin. Should be done quickly. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not giving you a lot of time. Quick! We want it now. The fourth bracha is Es Tzemach David Avdecha Mehero Satzmiach. May Moshiach, the seeds of Moshiach be planted, and may they sprout speedily appear. Mehero Satzmiach. Again, Mehero. Those are the four times in Shemoneh Esrei we ask for Mehero. L'chora, it's a chutzpah. You're asking, you're pleading at Kadosh Baruch who's giving us a gift. But God, I want that gift. Please, please, please give me the gift. Quick! What's going on? Rabbois, I believe there's a beautiful yesod here. All of the brachas, the requests in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei that we make, are requests that we make for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us das, to give us understanding. That's something that we need. Hashiveinu avinu l'servasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us come back to your Torah. We need to be connected to you. Forgive us, lachlanu avinu, our sins, refaenu, make us better. Give us parnosa. These are all requests that we are making for Klal Yisrael, but they're requests for us. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us things. Rabbosai, the brachas where we say b'mehera, if you look at the lashon of Riva Riveinu, it seems you should fight our battles. You should, Hashem, please look at our suffering, defend our cause, redeem us as soon. But we say a very interesting thing. We say, u'ga'aleinu mehera leman shemecha. For your name, when the Jews are persecuted and downtrodden and they suffer and they're exiled, it's not only that we're in pain, but that's a tremendous chilul Hashem for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. People look at the Jewish people, they're not the chosen people. Look at that, they're a bunch of losers. Obviously their God either is not powerful enough to protect them or He doesn't believe in them anymore. It's a chilul Hashem. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please redeem us and defend us. Leman Shemecho, for your name, that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. When we ask in the bracha of Lamashinim, what greater chilul Hashem is there in the world? When Klal Yisrael go and are malshin and slander the Jewish people. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu there three times, Mehera, please. We shouldn't cause such a terrible chilul Hashem that we are the greatest enemies and soinim of ourselves. We have Jews who are slandering us and being mechal l'shem shamayim. The next two brachas, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, there's such a chilul Hashem. There's a beautiful levush. He brings down, if you look in the Siddur Oitzer HaTfilis, right before the brachas of Yerushalayim, Ircha Bracha, Mimtoshu, Menes Tzemach David. What a chilul Hashem it is that there's not a Beis HaMikdosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a bais, a home to dwell in this world. We ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for your name, please, rebuild your house. Let your glory shine through. Come down and show yourself in the world. Rabbi said, when we ask for ourselves, we don't say b'mehera. That's a bit of a chutzpah. But when Anshei Knesset HaGadol were misakin brachas that should remove the chilul Hashem that exists, when we're really asking for the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in those brachas it says b'mehera. Rabbi said, hold it to emes, a beautiful word. When we cry for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we demand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please reveal yourself for your kavod, for your lechavod shemecho. The nace of Purim took a long time. It was years. The story of the Megillah took years. The Maharal says in the introduction of the Sefer Or Chodesh on the Megillah, he says a fascinating thing. He says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does a nace, when he's Megala the nace, he says that it happens very, very quickly. He says, when things take time, that looks like teva, u'minhogu shel oilom, shenase bizman, avodover shumin ha-shamayim, yizborach poil, ze nase belozman. That happens very, very quickly. Happens all of a sudden. And when you look through the Megillah, when the nafs starts being revealed, when we begin to see so clearly the Yad Hashem, it's all, the Maharal says, b'mehirus u'bekfitzo. It's a jump. It's quick. It's almost instantaneously. It says in Esther, Megillas Esther, Perek Hey, the fifth pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, maharu es Haman, bring him quickly. It says in Perek Vav Pasuk Yod, the Maharal says, Vayomer Melech, maher kaches halavush vesasus. He says quickly that Haman should take the horse of the king and the levush of the sus, the horse of the and the levush of the king, and dress up Mordechai. It has to be done quickly when the nace begins to be revealed. It says in by the Suda Va'oida Midabrim, Vayavhilu es Haman. They quickly come, quick. When the nace is being revealed, when there's the Gilui Hashchina, so then it's Bimahiro. Then it's done very, very quickly. When the nace starts happening, the events are one after another. The build up to the nace, when there's the Hester Panim, that can take a long time. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down and starts being Megalish Chinosei, Megalik Void Malchusei, that's Rabbi said, that's Mamish B'Mehera. And that is also, I believe, in the Shemoneh Esrei. That is why the four places that we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be B'Mehera, that's when we're crying for the Kovet Shemayim. We're crying that the Chilul Hashem should be erased. Rabbi said we should be Zeiche. B'mehera v'yomenu tegilu yashchino. You should all have a gevaldig Shabbos and to be moiche zecher amolek mitachas hashamayim, to take all the doubt, all the ra, and destroy it and remove it from our hearts and our souls. And we should be zeiche to a beautiful Purim of the gilui hashchino, to recognize a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we should be misameach in simchosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, simcha shel mitzvah, simcha shel Torah, and you should have a freilich in Purim.